This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very important message that you should have been taught properly in school. You probably weren't. You should have been taught to appreciate and understand by your forebears, and you may not have been. And I want to explain why the concept of the United States of America is so important, and the victory in the Revolutionary War was so game-changing for every human being on the planet. You see, leading up to the Revolutionary War, it was always a system of monarchs and kings and queens and caste systems where the average citizen was a subordinate or an underclassman or a slave. And what we did here in the Revolutionary War was we changed that. And we changed that for human history. And we continued to change that and continued to set the standard all the way even through the Civil War. And we can still be that standard bearer to this day. But here's how you need to interpret this. When you see Chris Skye going out there and standing up to tyranny, that's how a king behaves, because Chris Skye is a king. When you see Savannah Hernandez go out and stand up to Pete Buttigieg and the corrupt Biden officials in East Palestine, that's because Savannah Hernandez is a queen. You, my fellow Americans, you, my fellow North Americans, my Canadians, my people of this planet that yearn to be free and prosperous, you are a king. That is your birthright. When you are born free, you are a king. And it's time we start acting like the kings and the queens that we are. And it's not about a crown on your head. It's not about a fancy watch on your wrist or a necklace around your neck or the status of your bank account or the size of your house. It's about what's in your heart. And it's about what's in your soul. And it's about taking that attitude right to a tyrant and saying, you will not take my kingdom from me. And so I'm calling on all my fellow Americans right now. It's time for us to start acting like the kings and the queens that we are. And Chris, you understand that mindset and you've been the embodiment of that. And now it's time for you to have your moment as the mayor of Toronto, we hope. But I want you to respond to this. This is what Americans, this is what North Americans need to take back from the establishment. Your mentality, your spirit, your soul.
Well, I got a very unique perspective on this, and you actually hit a nerve. You almost made me cry right there, because my wife is an American citizen, and you guys have a constitution that protects your rights, lets you speak, lets you be armed, lets you protect your family and friends and country, enshrined in a document. If I had that here in Canada, the feeling of pride that I would have in my country, and the drive to preserve that and the drive to fight for freedom would be something I wouldn't even be able to measure, because I already feel that way. And I'm up here in Canada, and we have a Charter of Rights, which is basically the government saying you have privileges when we say you have them, and we can take them away when you don't have them. So it's even harder for a Canadian to stand up to the system, because we don't have the same protections that you guys do. And the average American simply takes that for granted all day, every day. And they need to start realizing how lucky they are and how unique they are in the world. And stop believing in the propaganda that tells you that you're not special. You are the most special people that have ever existed on planet Earth. You have powers that don't exist anywhere else and have never existed anywhere else. And they're trying to make you feel like you're worthless. And they're trying to make you feel like you're helpless. And it's taking a guy like me in a little tiny country to stand up against a system with nothing, no money, no backing, and try to show you how powerful you really are. And if it takes me to run for office to be able to unite the freedom movement, unite the people, not just in Canada and around the world, well, I'll happily make that sacrifice. And I will make myself reachable to anybody who wants to help this cause, because I don't just intend to help Toronto. I don't just intend to help Canada. I intend to save North America, and then I believe that we can save the world like you guys have already done once before in history. It's tough to call upon you guys again, but that's what happens. I feel like I've been called upon.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder it and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, Jay Dyer is about to take over. I just had to remind you guys. Coupon code SAVEMUSHU at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com is good for 10% off your order. Hashtag SAVEMUSHU on Twitter is trending since last night. Alex posted a video with his lovable fluff ball of a cat named Mushu, which is actually his daughter's cat, and in the middle of litigation and bankruptcy court, fallout from the Sandy Hook stuff, he was questioned about his cat and the value of the cat and if he's hiding assets in the cat. And, you know, maybe they might have to commandeer the cat as part of this case. And so we launched the effort, hashtag Save Mushu, and it is now a coupon code good for 10% off your order at InfoWarsStore.com. There it is on the screen, Save Mushu. And that's spelled, for the listening audience, M-U-S-H-U, Save Mushu, 10% off with that coupon at InfoWarsStore.com. So they want to come for the cat. We'll judo that attack, and we'll turn it into sales at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of coupon code Save Mushu before it's too late. All right, I'll be back hosting the War Room in about 50 minutes here. It's the Veterans Call-In Show on a Friday, so we're going to take a bunch of calls on the War Room as well as other breaking news stories I didn't get to. But for now, it's the great Jay Dyer taking us the rest of the way here on the Alex Jones Show. Jay, take it away.
Thanks, Owen. Glad to be here. So we are at this anniversary, I guess you could say, of 1 year of tragedy in terms of warfare in the Ukraine. And so I thought it'd be great to kind of rehearse how we got to where we are and what the dangers are here, because, you know, lately I've been diving really deep into the Cold War, trying to get an assessment of what was really going on, why there was this larger project throughout the Cold War to kind of synthesize and create this third way out of the Cold War dialectic for a future technocracy. And we know that from a lot of the writings of the elite, which we've covered in the last several years, some 50 or 60 of those. So if we go back to the reason for the 20th century's two world wars and the Cold War, according to Dr. Carol Quigley, that was to exhaust the opponents of the Anglo-American establishment. And they would exhaust them through two world wars and then through a Cold War. And if we fast forward up to what happened to Russia in the fall of Sovietism, the fall of communism, this led to the invasion of Western economic warfare and looting. This is the Harvard Summers Rubin crew that came in and through IMF shock therapy reorganized and looted the wealth of Russia. So while I'm sure to many people's public appearances, the idea was that Russia was going to be freed from Sovietism, and it's true that the Soviet system was a nightmare, terrible system, and communism is a nightmare, terrible system, absolutely 100%. And it's just amazing to me. I can never really talk about this topic without people getting mad and assuming that I'm somehow kind of defending communism or Sovietism, when all I'm really trying to point out when we look into this is that there's a danger of taking on new masters, and particularly in the realm of the religious world, which we've been covering as we've analyzed various texts that get into the history of NATO and the history of the Vatican and Vatican and both the CIA and the KGB kind of vying for influence and power with the Vatican. In order to understand this, we have to understand the Cold War. And getting out of the dialectical thinking of thinking that the West is necessarily good and the East is necessarily evil. If you read Brzezinski, for example, in his older writings all the way back to his 90s text, he talks about this being a Manichaean dialectic. He says the Cold War was a Manichaean dialectic arising out of the powers in the post-World War II period. And we might think that the West was waging a war against communism and socialism, but the reality is that the elites of the West were not really anti-Marxist. They were against what you might call classical Marxism, and that's because classical Marxism failed to achieve its objectives precisely because there was no workers' revolution, right? The workers didn't rise up. We didn't see the proletariat overthrowing their masters and taking over the means of production. But what did happen was that there was a reformed Marxism that found itself a lot more amenable to big capital, known as Fabian socialism, that was a lot more effective and had a lot more power and influence. And it is, in fact, entities like the IMF, the World Bank, the United Nations, et cetera, set up by the same Rhodes, Milner, Rothschild roundtable groups that then were able to seize America as well and turn it into an engine for this same power block. And they did that via backdoor deals, backdoor intelligence operatives, such as Noel Coward, Roald Dahl, Ian Fleming, William Stevenson, and others, who convinced FDR and convinced people in the administration to set up this private intelligence network, this secret intelligence network known as the OSS that would become the CIA, which becomes America's government. And the secret government wasn't really tasked with protecting America from invaders, protecting America from foreign threats. Really, it was tasked with controlling and steering America, because we see that the other entity that was created out of this was, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations. And that's a policy steering group that sits above the government structure. And it, in fact, hands down the policies of the global elite to the government as a unaccountable, unelected bureaucratic structure that then controls government. So you're electing elected officials that submit to and are handed policy by these people who are unelected. And you look at entities in the government that really run things, the National Security Council, the State Department. It's always CFR people. Always. And the same CFR people go to the Bilderberg Group. And they are also members of the Trilateral Commission. And they make decisions about corporate policy globally, as well as government policy globally, because these corporations are above government. They own government. And until we recognize that, until people can figure that out, there's not going to be any changes. I'm not saying you can't care about who's elected. But as Quigley says, the president is limited, right? The president can only do so much. Your senators, your congressmen, they can only do so much. I mean, maybe on a local level they can do more. But we're dealing with an international elite, and there's an international clique that not only has the ability to set up global institutions that give top-down global policy. Remember in the last 3 years, what did they say? Now it's going to be the UN and the CDC getting their policies directly from Rockefeller Foundation. This last week, they had the World Government Summit, right? And they had all these global elites out there pushing for the idea of an international health organization treaty and control grid that would enforce mandated stabbies, because what held them up the last time was local, national, and state laws. So they couldn't forcibly stabby everybody because of regulations, they were saying. And I put these clips on my Twitter if you want to see them from the World Government Summit. And so they said in the next pandemic, we want to get rid of all that so that we can forcibly inject, inoculate, or experiment on track and trace. And so while Russia has within it, of course, a fifth column, as Russian geopolitical analysts have written about, because a lot of the foundations and think tanks, Carnegie Endowment, so forth, Michael McFaul, they've been in Russia for a long time because the West took over and restructured after the collapse via the IMF shock therapy and the Harvard people. Then we have Putin kicking out a lot of these oligarchs, right, late 90s, early 2000s. And that led to a new struggle, a new Cold War, this new East-West battle that's now emerging as a real large threat. So let's get into more of that. We want to talk about Heartland Theory, Mackinder, all that kind of stuff to give us the background as to where we might go in this crisis on The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. My guest host, Jay Dyer. Jason House is talking about the setting for how we got into this grand chessboard situation with Russia and the new conflicts that have arisen the last year and how it arises out of the alignments coming out of the Cold War. And we were talking about this idea of controlling the Eurasian heartland. This is an idea that comes out of the British imperial strategy of Lord Halford Mackinder. And it was the kind of operating system for the British Empire as a sea empire seeking to control the land power. You have the sea power and the land power. The land power, of course, being the Eurasian heartland. And that's why, of course, Russia and Ukraine are so crucial. In this strategy, Russia has to always be kept at bay, always has to be pushed back. That was the purpose of NATO, actually, as a defensive strategy during the Cold War, and then became offensive after the Cold War, which was a violation of what NATO was supposed to be. But we see NATO now tweeting out on its actual profile that NATO is the Marvel hero universe power as it fights against the evil Russians. I kid you not. That's actually on NATO's Twitter. They're tweeting out that they are William Wallace. They are, even though William Wallace actually fought against degenerate British kings, but NATO is saying that they're William Wallace because they're freedom fighters. What does it mean to fight for freedom? What is freedom? Well, in the case of this war has now been cast as a Rainbow Skittles TRANS war and NATO fighting for the rights of TRANS. So isn't it ironic that in the Cold War, you know, we were told that we're being persecuted by atheist communists. And if we just have neoliberalism, if we open up these other countries behind the Iron Curtain to economic liberalism, we'll have freedom. Religion can come back. But what happened was, in reality, the largest institution in the West, the religious institution, the Roman Catholic Church, was literally being co-opted, advised, and utilized by the Central Intelligence Agency. And multiple books confirm this now. The deeper that I go into this, I'm really just amazed at how wide and how deep spread this is, even from two conflicting views of the Cold War. You have somebody like Paul Williams, who's a Roman Catholic, who's very critical of the CIA and the Vatican during the Cold War, who admits that it was essentially a captured institution for the CIA. And then we have a Cold Warrior himself, John Kohler's book, that admits that, yeah, of course, the Brzezinski, of course, Kissinger, of course, William Casey, of course, they were all working, and all the way back to William Colby with Gladio, of course, they were working hand-in-hand with the Vatican, funneling black ops funds through the Vatican Bank to fight against the Soviets. And it sounds plausible, right? It sounds, okay, that makes sense. We don't want a bunch of commies running everything. But the danger here is that when Uncle Sam wins, it's not really Uncle Sam that wins. And it's not really communism being defeated for free market capitalism. It's monopoly capital using Fabian socialism to restructure these countries. I mean, is the EU, does that seem to be a economic freedom-based institution to you? Does the IMF seem like something that's based around economic freedom and liberty? Does UNESCO seem like something based around economic freedom and liberty? Well, if you mean by economic freedom and liberty, going back to the British Empire and social Darwinism and, you know, those kinds of things, I guess it does make sense. That would be, right, atomistic, individualistic, enlightenment libertarianism based around atheistic evolutionary philosophy, in which case rights don't actually exist. No such thing as rights. Rights are just arbitrary. Because if we're all just manifestations of nature, nature doesn't have rights. Do you think the predator-prey relationship has anything to do with rights? No, it's just brute power, brute force. And so we're presented with a situation post-enlightenment of, are you going to choose Hobbesian Leviathan state? Or do you want a revolutionary anarcho state? No state. Which always, as Plato says, falls over into tyranny, because when you have the rule of the many, anarchy, that falls over into despotism and oligarchy. And so it's just amazing to me that people would buy into this dialectic, and we're supposed to have believed that NATO was the good guy all these years. And the reality is that we're talking about two different bad guys. Okay, we're talking about Soviet communism foisted upon Russia and the Baltic states via elites in the West. It's not Russia organically that was communist. It's not the West organically that has any of these ideologies that are unnatural to these people groups. These are created ideologies that are techniques and systems of control. And so now that we're in this post-Cold War era where the war became an international war on terror, I was watching a goofy movie the other night that illustrated this in a very profound way, which surprised me. So we've done a lot of analyses of the Bond films. And typically we think about, oh, well, the most revelatory ones are going to be the ones, you know, from the classic Ian Fleming period. But I was watching Tomorrow Never Dies from 1997. And the weirdest part about that one, I think that's the second to last, or maybe it's the second Pierce Brosnan Bond film. And if you remember this plot, it's pretty instructive, because you have this giant media empire, the Carver Media Group. Jonathan Pryce plays the Bond villain as a media mogul. And the media mogul decides that the world can be manipulated through fake news. Fake news, right? And so not only does he engineer crises, he also creates the narrative around the crises that he's engineered. And the plot involves the East and the West being manipulated into a conflict by an international, supra-international group. And that's always in the Bond films, right? Obviously, there's Spectre, this kind of thing. Now, this is not Spectre in this one. This is, you know, 1997. But here's the weird part. So Bond ends up working together at times with Russian, Soviet individuals. I guess we're supposed to think it's post-Soviet, so they're not Soviet, but they act like, you know, that now it's a Soviet terror network. And then Bond aligns himself with a Chinese communist spy to unfoil the plot of the international elite. Now, that's bizarre because, okay, there are international elites that try to play these powers off against one another. And I think that to a degree that's what's going on, because I'm not saying that there's no real conflict or there's no real war. There is. But I'm saying that in so many films we have an international elite, this kind of Kissinger, Brzezinski structure, Klaus, you know, the super international elite that plays the nation states off against one another. And they plan and prepare for wars decades ahead of time. And so I think, yeah, absolutely, they wanted this war in the Ukraine. And they want a new Cold War. And it's part of the overall strategy to bring in the technocracy. And we'll look at that here in a moment, get into the specifics of why these kinds of countries and states stand in the way. It doesn't mean that they're perfect, but they stand in the way of a certain kind of ideology, a certain kind of worldview that has to be pushed globally. This is...
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Physio Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. You know, what's interesting is that at the time of World War II, when Hitler understood the importance geostrategically of trying to control the Ukraine and to push back on Russia, the Galen network of Reinhard Galen and other Nazis had actually trained and set up a lot of the intelligence and black ops structures in these areas. And this ties into NATO's Gladio operations. And what's amazing is that those networks then were sort of taken over by the West. We all know about Operation Paperclip. But people like Dulles and others, Bill Donovan, they also made alliances with these Galen networks that are still running things, still doing these operations in the Ukraine. So it's amazing all the posturing in the West about being everybody who's not for total woke liberalism as a Nazi, and yet we're openly supporting and aiding openly take pictures with Nazi battalions in the Ukraine. The real, actual Nazis. And I mean, this is just absurd levels of stupidity and hypocrisy, and it's just, it's kind of amazing to me. And people think that this is some kind of beige red pill thing. It's not. It's a completely controlled and manipulated operation. And it has nothing really to do with these ideologies other than that these are control groups that are controlled by Western intelligence to engage in irregular warfare, to engage in proxy warfare, to destabilize and to restructure and destroy areas to fit them into not the American century. Do people understand that all these boomers and Cold War people think, oh, we're going to fight the communists. We're going to keep the KGB and Russia out of Ukraine. No, it's not the American century anymore. Do you understand that that was a con? And maybe there could have been an American century that wasn't a con. I don't know. But all the people who came up with the idea of the American century, the State Department, George Kennan, that was all dreamt up by the CFR and the 1939 War and Peace Studies Project from the New York City Council on Foreign Relations. That's when they created, right after that, the UN. Right at that time. And so this idea of fostering democracy, fostering free market liberalism, which is not really what it was. That was for the Fortune 100, Fortune 500 to go into these countries and restructure them to loot them. So, again, does that make the Cold War, Iron Curtain, does that make them good? No. But is it possible that we have turned into a worse thing? That's what I'm trying to posit to you. And the more that I read about the Stasi and the KGB and all this stuff and how awful they were, all the awful stuff that they did to people in these books, I'm just reminded of, well, but aren't the global elite that run things now like 10 times worse? Are they doing 10 times worse things? Isn't what they want to set up with every area of your life tracked and traced a 10 times worse version of all that stuff? Seems like it to me. And while it's true that communism had this ridiculous idealistic system that was based around everyone being essentially sacrificed to the collective and to this bizarre technocratic atheistic system, that was an older technocratic model that has caved to a new technocratic model. If you remember the way that Bertrand Russell and H.G. Wells, these big level strategists, the way they talked about communism and socialism and Marxism was as if they were experiments in other countries to see how well they functioned, how well they worked as control mechanisms in other areas and for certain people. And not every system works that well to control everybody equally because different regions, different people groups require different strategies. That's why the CIA studies ethnography, to master the local customs and idiosyncrasies of various peoples to best influence and control them. And so, do we understand what's going on, really? It doesn't mean that Russia is a representation of authentic, pure, 100% accurate Christianity. There's absolutely corruption in Eastern Bloc countries. There's absolutely corruption in the Russian government, sure. But that's everywhere. And if you listen to Putin's speech, what did Putin say about what Russia represents? It's the representation of a system that didn't completely get destroyed in the post-Cold War period, in the World War II and post-Cold War period. In other words, there's a representation of the maintenance of a people and their faith and their tradition, and that they don't want enforced Satanism. And even if Putin is some villain or something, which he just seems to be a pragmatic global leader like anyone else, right? People always ask me all the time, what do you think about Putin? What do you think about Elon Musk? What do you think about Donald Trump? I don't know. I don't have any thoughts other than I like it when they do something good. And if they do something bad, I disagree. So there's no pipe dreams about, you know, some utopia that's going to be created in some other country. But there is the reality of Western elites being completely maniacal, completely out of touch with reality, completely. I mean, it's people like Brzezinski and Kissinger and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and George Soros. And I mean, they brag about what they're doing. They're 100% into Malthusianism. But even the Soviets weren't maniacal Malthusians, right? They had ridiculous things like Lysenkoism and these stupid philosophies. But and they would certainly kill and starve off people who oppose them. But our elite, who, by the way, supported all those ideas, now wants something 10 times worse than that. Do you understand how crazy that is? And now we're at the point where it's like, oh, yeah, now we need to nuke. We need to blow everything up, destroy everything. These lunatics like Sean Penn. Let's nuke everybody. Let's nuke these whole, all of those, blow everything up. I mean, I can't imagine that these people, I mean, it's almost as if they're completely taken over by something else. Something else is running them. And they just have this innate thirst for the destruction of cities, the destruction of countries, the destruction of what they think is their enemy. Like the View harpy saying that everybody in the Midwest deserves to be destroyed because that state went for Trump. That's crazy. But we see the spirit that motivates somebody like that can't be good. That is a demonic spirit. And so this whole Cold War situation and where we're going is not random conflicts. This is all drawn up by the RAND Corporation, drawn up by these entities created out of the same network that I'm talking about, the deep state. And by the way, it's great that Trump called out Victoria Nuland. That's who has been pushing this for all this time, trying to provoke this conflict, trying to provoke Russia for all these years, back to 2014 and all the way back to the 80s with the color revolutions. But if RAND Corporation was drawing up these strategies and these plans decades ago, then how can it be the fault of countries that just want to preserve what they are and their way of life? And Ukraine is not a historic nation state. It's part of Russia. So, of course, they want Ukraine. Why wouldn't they when that is the heart of Russia? Kiev is the heart of Russia. And breaking it off is a Western imperial strategy, going all the way back to World War I. So you have to understand that this is a bigger game that's being played, and it doesn't mean that Russia or any of these other countries is a perfect utopia. It means that they represent things that stand in the way of the advance of total technocracy and total Malthusian depopulation. Total destruction, that's what it represents. Don't go anywhere, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed, it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You guys, this is Jay Dyer of Jason Alsis. We were talking about what emerged out of the Cold War dialectic and what the long-term plan was. And the long-term plan is now completely evident, right? Again, I think we could give some leeway to people in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, living in the time of the Cold War. They didn't have access to the information. They didn't have access to what we have access to now. And so a lot of good people, including my family members, I had family members that fought for the West and were Cold Warriors that engaged in Cold War activities for the Air Force, for example. And so, you know, it has nothing to do with, I want to pick some side because I have this idealistic view that somehow there's going to be this future Orthodox Christian empire or that Russia is going to save the world or something like that. Now, maybe Russia saves the world by India. I don't know. I mean, things are getting so crazy. Who knows? But I don't think that salvation or anything like that comes necessarily from a nation state per se. But God can providentially use situations like this to stave off completely demonized structures that are openly, everybody can see what's being promoted by the Western elite now. And 100%, this is a global agenda. They want to push this everywhere. And so what's happening is the removal of potential areas of resistance. And that's not just the Ukraine conflict. That also is domestically in the West. It's anybody in the Western countries that potentially could stand up to or oppose a threat. And that's why there are these long-term operations to demographically destroy different areas and regions. It's an open-stated thing. There's a book called Weapons of Mass Migration by Kelly Greenhill. It's a, I think it's a Stanford University publication. I think it's connected to the Army War College. It's about warfare with population. But you can't talk about that because that makes you a bad person, even though it's a public fact that it's a real strategy of warfare. And that's to weaken and destroy, to integrate into this coming global government. And so the danger is that now that we're reaching this coming to a head, and now we have Zelensky and others threatening World War III if there's a union between Russia and China, again, keep in mind that it doesn't make any of these powers necessarily the good guys. And my point is that, as I was pointing out with the Bond film, Tomorrow Never Dies, there's a lot of other movies that have the same kind of plot going on. Think about X-Men, the one with Michael Fassbender, where he's Magneto. You have this elite group that's trying to kick off a nuclear exchange between the East and the West. Think about War Games, where an AI tries to kick off this global world war between the East and the West. Think about Tomorrow Never Dies, where an elite group is trying to cause and instantiate and enact a war between the East and the West. And so I think that there is a desire on the part of some of the more demonically energized elites in the West that they would be happy to see full-on total war. Because eventually what happens is that these people are so given over to evil that they're not even in control of their own faculties anymore. They lose their own reasoning faculty and they become essentially united with evil powers. And by doing so, they're not in control. They're not steering anymore. They're steered by something else. And what is it that all these people want to enact? They want to enact a new order, a new aeon, a new era that is post-human. Every one of the global elite that we've analyzed in terms of their books, they're all 100% on the same page when it comes to this. None of them disagree. There are no pro-human, pro-life global elites. You understand that? None of them. There are none of them who disagree with a global government, who disagree with a global single CBDC currency. The BIS guy, the triple chin guy, just came out again and said, fiat has won. It has beaten Bitcoin, which is laughable. He says that we will have the CBDC. We will have it and we'll shut your wallets off. You will be under total control for anything that you say. That's ESG. This technocratic system was designed out of RAND, CIA, World War II, Cold War operations, studying all of the conflicts to figure out the best techniques and mechanisms to control and manage populations through tech, through smart cities. For example, in the Phoenix Program book that we analyzed by Doug Valentine, we learned that FEMA and Homeland Security were set up on the models of the Phoenix Program and on the models of Vietnam and population reorganization studies. We learned that in Vietnam, a lot of the AI and drone technology was first tested out in the Vietnam conflict. We learned that DARPA and the Pentagon were strategizing and testing out various techniques for masses of population tracking and control in Vietnam. And subsequent conflicts as well, right? Desert Storm, we know that people were beginning to be biometrically tracked and traced even at the time of Desert Storm, the Iraq conflict. And so these power structures are the same power structures that control the global drug trade. Do you think that these are good people? They're controlling the global drug trade and the insane explosion of heroin production since the last 10, 15, 20 years. Look at our country being destroyed by legal heroin, opioids, and illegal opioids. That's because the Western power structure took over all of the drug networks and lanes in the last 50, 60 years. And they did that in concert with aligning themselves with organized crime. As multiple analysts have pointed out, even from the FBI itself, right? FBI consultant Paul Williams. CIA, OSS, they took over all of the old drug networks, drug lanes. And what I'm trying to say is that this is what it means to have full spectrum dominance, to have full spectrum control, is to control all these areas of life. They're not doing it because it's just a hobby. It's fun to do, to study. Oh, we're nerds. No, it's about what they are bringing in. Do you understand? This is a real plan. It's not theories. I wonder what they're going to do. I mean, they all put in their books what they're going to do. It's not guesswork. Now, how they roll this out is guesswork. We don't know what cards these people are going to play. A lot of people didn't know for sure, right? We didn't know they were going to have this COVID, all this kind of stuff that rolled out. But then after it happens, we look back and we can see, oh, they're running all these drills for the exact same thing. Crimson Contagion, Clade X, Spars document, Event 201. And we can see that this is a strategized, rolled out plan. It's the same with all these Rand Corporation documents that I've been mentioning, all these white papers that plan the future, that plan and strategize a global conflict as one of the cards that can be played. Literally, Rand Corporation strategies about a war between Russia and the West. Nuclear exchanges, right? PDD 60 or whatever it is. Presidential Decision Directive under Clinton of absorbing a nuclear strike, which supposedly has been updated or whatever. I don't know all the PDDs, but the point is that you do have strategies about this, and none of those strategies are made with your welfare in mind. Because the same people that run giant drug laundering banks like HSBC and all these other banks that got busted 10 years ago for $300 million worth of drug money, you think that's just random bad apples? No, that's the people that run the West. That's the same structure, the same people that we're talking about. It's Spectre. And Spectre would like to see a destructive war, probably eventually. It's definitely one of the cards that they could play. I mean, I hope there's not going to be a world war, but they could definitely play that card. They have talked and strategized about it for a long time, the possibility of a new world war. Now it's more likely than ever. It's being talked about openly. And if it happens, it would be because the elite want that to happen, to have a mass destruction, to bring in their post-human world, where we're run by AI, we're run in some kind of new technocratic system, where everything is tracked and traced. Maybe the elite emerged from underground bunkers after a giant exchange, who knows? But that's definitely one of the cards that they could play. We have to keep that in mind. And another pandemic is another card they could play. They could play both cards. So we have to be prepared for these things because these are realities. That's the world that we live in. And if we don't realize what's going on, it's just going to be all the worse for us. If you want to get my books, go to Jay's Analysis. You can buy my books in the shop. Signed copies. You can follow me over on Rockfin as well. And go to the InfoWars store and get all those products there and support Alex.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.